It's time for another installment of Distorted Views, Test of Patience.
Okay, I think we're ready. This time we're going to record you, okay? I think we're ready now. Okay, this time we're going to record, okay? Oh, you can hear it.
I had the time of my life. Now I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear, it's the truth. And I owe it all to you.
Cause I've had the time of my life. Now I always thought of you.
I've been waiting for so long. Now I finally found this one to stay by me.
Yeah, we're writing on the wall, and you felt the magic of fantasy.
Now we're dancing in our eyes,
it's
away
because it's dying secretly. Don't we take each other's hands, cause we really understand.
Just remember us.
You're the one.
Can't get along.
So I tell you something.
This could be wrong. Because
I had the time of my life. Oh,
Okay.
Okay.
That's good, Jeff. Have you seen when your car came on?
My pie?
Yeah, did you see when you came on? Yeah, you did fine, Jeff.
Yeah.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose is wrapping my hoe.
It's time we can milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch.
Away. My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, Stupid the James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday episode of DV. I have got a great program for you today. Brand new Heavy Birtation Thursday Wednesday edition. I really just need to change the name of the segment because it doesn't seem like I'm ever doing Heavy Birtation on Thursday. Last week we did it on Friday, today, Wednesday, whatever. All right, let's get into it right now.
Heavy Birtation, I don't know what to say in. Heavy Birtation, Shabba Shabba Shiki Shen. Heavy Birtation, I don't know what to say in. It's Heavy Birtation Wednesday!
Just have to cut it off right there.
Thursday!
No! Shut up! All right, let's get into it right now. John sent this clip in to me. It's from a newscast here.
Reporting from our Rock County Bureau at the Janesville Gazette. Thanks, Margo.
Well, Wisconsin has officially joined 25 other states in a lawsuit against President Obama's healthcare reform law.
So far,
Attorney
so good.
General J.B. Van Hollen says Wisconsin is the latest state, including Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Ohio, and Wyoming, to join Florida's suit. The states claiming the exorcist saw unto Sracho and Pelay Greenritz.
Gristacho, what?
Florida suit. The states claiming the exorcist saw unto Sracho and Pelay Greenritz by health irritant.
I love at the end, you there's a pause and you think she's going to get it together. Then the word health comes out and then it all falls apart again.
Greenritz by health irritant.
Brain Ritz. There you go. That's your Heavy Birtation Thursday. I play them as I get them, folks. I can't wait until Thursday to play this stuff. Come on. I've got a clip of an old man. I'm pretty sure we've featured this guy before. An old man who just screams and rants about shit. Today he's talking about Justin Bieber as his grandchildren videotape him.
Motherfucker's a goddamn cheap-ass little boy. He's a goddamn Miley Cyrus wannabe.
I'm surprised the old man knows who Miley Cyrus is.
Motherfucker from Canada. Ain't he from Canada?
Yes, he's from Canada, which means he's got free health care.
Was he? Yeah, bro, fuck that shit. Well, yeah, them goddamn little teeth bitch whores out there goddamn all over that.
Good singer.
Good singer. He can't sing. I can sing better than Justin
never,
Bieber.
Never.
The motherfucker only knows one word. Baby, baby, baby.
His impression of Justin Bieber, though, is pretty spot on.
I love the baby. That's one thing he knows.
He's not a bad little singer.
Motherfucker, 13. He didn't do goddamn. Is he doing his goddamn? Shut up!
Say goodbye.
Did he just get a shut up?
I will never say.
Can he just get a haircut?
Forever.
Can he just get a haircut?
I will fight haircut? For forever.
Is he the one that got the fucking haircut?
Yes, that's him.
Where'd he go? Goddamn Ellen DeGeneres' goddamn vagina, daughter shave, or whatever called.
Okay.
Motherfucker went somewhere with that goddamn
baby.
Oh my
baby.
God, shut up.
Oh, shut up.
Baby.
I'm with the old man.
Baby. How old is he, about 15?
I don't know.
Ain't nothing but a goddamn little thing he knows all about relationships and shit. Motherfucker's 15 years old. Motherfucker ain't even jacked, just started jacking his dick.
What does that have to do with anything?
Motherfucker probably ain't never had no pussy.
Oh, he's had pussy, I think.
Actually, he's fucking that little bitch from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Like I said, he probably ain't never got no pussy.
Pussy! All right, there you go. Just a little bit from the old man. Moving on, I love to hear from crazy Christian bitches, and this one fits the bill. I don't know if she's serious or not. Oh my God, I hope this is a joke.
God is such an amazing God. He is so good and so loving, and it's amazing to see how fast God answers prayer sometimes. On Wednesday, at the start of Lent, believers all over the world came together, and we have been praying specifically for God to open the eyes of atheists all over the world. Literally in every corner, in every direction, any place that there is an atheist, we've been praying for God to open their eyes and to see that there really is a God, that he does exist, that he loves them.
So far, so good, right? Pretty standard Christian bullshit.
And that he is the God of the Bible, that the Bible is true. And just a few days, not even a few days later, God shook the country of Japan. Hmm. He literally grabbed the country by the shoulders and said, "Hey, look, I'm here." Oh, it's just so amazing to see how God can just answer prayers like this. And I am just so overjoyed and so encouraged. For the rest of this Lentil season, I'm going to be praying even harder than I have ever before.
Shabba shabba shiki indeed.
And, I mean, with just one day of prayer, with 2 days of prayer to see...
we were able to bring Japan to its knees.
God literally waking people up and saying,
than the atomic
you
bomb.
Are going to hell. Just imagine what will happen at the end of the 40 days. My brothers and sisters, I thank you so
much. We're going
to
take down the whole continent! Asia, I'm looking at you! It's like WWE. Speaking of Christians, I've got a new song I would like to share with you. This is actually a cover to a popular song right now you may have heard on the radio. It's called Fuck You by CeeLo Green. You probably haven't heard that version on the radio. But here is the Christian version. So awful. Shut up!
Now ain't that legit? And although one day you regret, I still hope you repent. Jesus, bless you. Yeah, I'm certain that he was born of a virgin. But because you can't see that out there, you play too much Xbox, you play too much Atari. But the way you play with his name is clear.
Okay, alright, you get the idea. I can't do this to you, I'm sorry. Bless you. They can just take Lil' Kim's Eat My Pussy Right and change that around to a Christian tune. I don't wanna sin tonight. Study my Bible right. Just awful. Speaking of sinning, and I guess pussy too, here is a porno clip for you. This is a bitch who can squirt, and she's very aggressive about it. She's getting fucked. You can tell.
Yeah! Fuck my cunt!
She's so ladylike. It doesn't end there, though. No, no. Did she just go bok bok like a chicken? Like bok bok? I think so.
Yeah, you see that, baby?
Wait, hold on, rewind it here. Bok bok!
Yeah, you see that, baby?
Oh, I see it.
Half a fucking whore.
No.
Good whore's taking up the butt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
She's squirting up a storm. Good girl. Finally, before we get into the news, I've got a student from UCLA who apparently hates the Asians, and she just needs to talk it out.
But if you're going to come to UCLA... then use American manners. So it used to really bug me, but it doesn't bother me anymore, the fact that all the Asian people that live in all the apartments around me, their moms and their brothers and their sisters and their grandmas and their grandpas and their cousins and everything that they know that they brought along from Asia with them comes here on the weekends to...
The Asians tend to cluster together.
Do their laundry... buy their groceries, and cook their food for the week. It's seriously without fail. You will always see old Asian people running around this apartment complex every weekend. That's what they do. They don't teach their kids to fend for themselves. You know what they don't also teach them is their manners, which brings me to my next point. Hi. In America, We do not talk on our cell phones in the library. Where? Every 5 minutes, I will be... Okay, not 5 minutes. Say, like, 15 minutes. I'll be, like, deep into my studying, into my political science theories and arguments and all that stuff, getting it all down, like, typing away furiously, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, when I'm about to, like, reach an epiphany...
I have a hard time believing that.
Over here from somewhere... Oh! Jing Chong Ling Long Ting Tong? Oh! Jing Chong Ling Long Ting Tong?
I love that she's a political science major. Ching Chong, Ching Chong!
And then it's the same thing 5 minutes later. But it's somebody else, you know? I swear they're going through their whole families just checking on everybody from the tsunami thing. I mean...
Yeah, what an inconvenience. I hate when the stupid Asians check in with their families to make sure they're not pinned underneath a fucking building.
I know, okay, that sounds horrible. Like, I feel bad for all people affected by the tsunami. But if you're going to go call your address book, like, you might as well go outside, because
that's
if
true.
Something is that's wrong, true. You might really freak out if you're in the library and everybody's quiet. Like, you seriously should go outside if you're going to do that.
It's great that now, if you have a thought, it's got to be posted on YouTube. You just got to get it out there. Everyone has to hear your opinion. I like this stupid twat. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Ching chong, ding dong. Yes, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You give me that, and I will give you full access to the entire archive of programs, where you can hear well over 7,000 shows. That's not true at all. Every time I mention it, it goes up 1,000 or two. I think we've done, like, what, 1,200 shows, 1,300 shows, something like that. Plus, you get video cast. We do weekend shows occasionally. Yesterday was an extended program. Tomorrow, I have an exclusive show for Sideshow Freaks. So if you want to hear it, you got to sign up right now. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Have you ever heard of boiling an egg in boy urine? No? Well, then apparently you're not Chinese. A dirty, stinky Chinese man. Ching chong, ching chong. At first glance, it doesn't sound like a cracking recipe. I don't know what the hell that means. Boiled? Oh, I get it. Because of the eggs cracking. Okay. Eggs boiled in boy urine. But traditional chefs in Dongyang, China, are trying to convince the world that they're really not just taking the piss. Spring eggs, hard-boiled in children's urine, have been a treat in this part of China for thousands of years, and now culture officials want to take it worldwide. I can tell you right now, it's not going to catch on. Boiled in kid urine? Come on. First of all, I think you could get arrested for that in the U.S., collecting boy urine. I've read so many stories where pedophiles or whatever will put, like, a tray in a urinal and wait for a little boy to piss in it, you know, piss in the urinal, and then they walk and collect the tray. I don't know what they do with the urine after that, but I know you can get in trouble for it. I never understood that, though, because, you know, if you are a pedophile and this is how you get your kicks, you're not hurting the kid. The kid doesn't even know what's going on. He's just pissing like he normally would. I don't see a problem with it. All right, the urine is gathered from local schools. Sure. And the very best urine comes from boys under 10 years old. Oh, yes. They pee in buckets, and we collect it fresh every day, said Chef Lu Ming. He said, then the eggs, which have official cultural significance status, are boiled in the piss, first with their shells on, and then with them off. Now, it's one thing to boil an egg with the shell on, but to then boil the egg with the shell off, the egg is squishy at that point, more porous, so the urine's really getting in there. It's pickling. They're pickling. They're pickling the eggs with boy piss. It's so weird. Who would even think to do this? Like, the very first person to come up with the idea of boiling eggs in boy pee-pee. All right, so, yeah, they're boiled then with the shells off for a day and a night before they're ready to be eaten. The eggs are delicious and healthy. They stop fevers and can help you concentrate if you're feeling sluggish or sleepy. We're having a big export push because we want people outside of China to fully appreciate the delicacy of our cuisine, Ming added. The only thing that's going to happen is that the rest of the world is going to think you're fucking disgusting. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Australia. A woman whose life was hell and appalling after an operation which left her with chronic fecal incontinence has been given the go-ahead to sue her surgeon for medical negligence. Associate Justice Joanne Harrison also made an order today that the hearing of the action be expedited because of Kathleen Wood's advanced stage incurable breast cancer. Holy shit! This woman is one thing after another with her. She's got the tits of doom and she can't stop pooping. It really is a life of hell. By the way, that's my favorite Indiana Jones movie, Indiana Jones and the Tits of Doom. Ms. Woods has taken legal action in the New South Wales Supreme Court against Dr. William Beatty Ross over a 1998 operation to treat an anal tear. Oh my God! Breast cancer, incontinence, anal tears. Since the procedure, the 45-year-old has suffered continuous chronic fecal incontinence and has developed a leaking... A leaking... anorectal fistula about the size of a 10-cent coin. I wonder if they held the coin up to it. That's about right. The condition has affected her physically and emotionally, no shit, and she is convinced the associated problems caused her marriage to break down. Probably. A psychiatrist reports that Ms. Woods recalled life was hell and appalling after the operation, and she was depressed and drank alcohol to cope. She also became socially withdrawn and self-conscious about the incontinence and the associated smell, and was increasingly dependent on her daughter's help. Ms. Woods, a single mother, claims Dr. Ross should have known or did know of the increased risk of complications associated with performing the operation when she was acutely unwell. Apparently, the doctor told the woman that the operation will be simple, like lancing a boil on her asshole. And did not discuss Crohn's disease with her. After the incident, Ms. Wood said she was stuck in a rut, and it wasn't until 2006 that she thought about seeking legal advice when a nurse suggested it to her. By that time, though, the 3-year window for would-be litigants to sue had expired, meaning she was barred from taking legal action. But Justice Harrison allowed Ms. Woods to proceed with her case because she had suffered an impaired mental condition during the relevant years. So there you go. And finally today, this one comes from Canada. A judge Tuesday refused to grant a conditional discharge to a local firefighter who accidentally singed his ex-girlfriend's ass with a hot spatula. I love that he's a firefighter. Did that. Judge Peter Wright gave Jean Siguan, we'll call it Siguan, 50, a suspended sentence and 12 months of probation for the not intentional but negligent act. This is his second time before the court involving a female partner. The matter is clearly not now a one-off. Media attention to the case caught the eye of Siguan's ex-wife, who gave Crown Prosecutor Mike Holmes a Quebec court document showing Siguan received a conditional discharge for uttering threats in 1998. It hadn't appeared on criminal record checks. Siguan had pleaded guilty to unlawfully causing bodily harm after the pair, drinking, cooking, and joking, began to discuss what it felt like to get a tattoo. His ex-girlfriend bent herself over the kitchen counter. Well, then she's asking for it at that point. And Siguan brought the hot metal close to her rear. Someone moved and she got burned. Wright said it was not a situation of a high level of violence, more of a joking situation that got out of hand. But he said a conditional discharge would be contrary to the public interest, noting Siguan appears to be careless in his dealings with female partners. Good luck, sir. I hope we don't see you again, Wright added. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today. Let's do a couple voicemails now and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, I'm listening to Friday's podcast, the 25th, and somebody on the voicemail brought up a good point, which I was thinking the same thing about people, you know, just kind of just dropping the whole shitting and standing up thing that's been going on for, what, like fucking 3 weeks? It's kind of annoying, but his question about whether you'd want to be fucked in the ass by a guy or a chick with a dildo, the obvious answer is chick, okay? Because no fucking way would you want to be fucked by a guy. I don't give a shit how much he lasts. Because, I mean, they have cum in your ass. I mean, that's really...
Ah, the cum in the ass.
I mean, it's probably help you shit if you're constipated, but I don't know anything else. But the woman, I mean, let's just face it. Women are inferior to men. That's a known fact. So I would rather have the woman fuck me in the ass because she'd probably be tired in, like, 35, 40 seconds because they're not used to doing the work because they're lazy. That's, yeah, that's
nice. I like the way you think, sir. Next up.
Fuck. Okay, yeah. Seriously, first of all, when you change the voice method, goddamn, that's fucking long. Anyways, my friend just farted. It tastes real bad. I want to stick my finger deep inside your ass and make love to you sweetly.
I'll do this at school.
I'm
school jerking.
Yeah, we're all in school right now. Four horny boys. That's my nuts. Thinking about you.
Shut up, Wesley.
Oh, right. Thank you. I don't know what the hell's going on there. It sounded like a personal ad on that party line.
That's him. That's so freak. From Arizona calling in. I have a buddy of mine with me. I've introduced him to your show. Played a couple of the Sextastic Tuesdays. The one with Fat Lady and Pod Records. The baby. Kids Meal.
Yes.
Here's what he thinks about your show.
Sucks.
It's fucking awesome.
Oh.
It's fucking awesome, Tim. Keep up the good work, man. I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you too, boys.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is your Jewish sideshow member from Florida.
The only Jew to pay for a sideshow membership.
And for some reason, I'm just laying here thinking that you probably really do masturbate while thinking about an old lady taking a shit on your face.
Maybe I do.
Nice
and maybe I do.
And you're jerking off to it.
You people are sick. You don't have very high opinions of me, do you?
Hey, what it do, Timmy Boo? Make up the figure thing. Anyway. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, that's an Electro Baby song.
Hey, Eric, call you back. Peace.
All right. We'll talk later, toodles.
Hey, Tim, it is Civil Distress here, and I got a question for you. Just a little fun question.
I'd rather have a chick nail me in the ass, because she doesn't come. And she gets tired after 30 seconds because she's lazy, not used to doing the work.
What game would you like to see come out in the next year? And... what? Like, either games that were promised to come out a long time ago and just never happened.
I don't know.
Or...
I don't care that much about video games. I mean, I like playing video games, but, you know, whatever. I don't know any games that have... What games do I wish would come out in the next year? I don't know.
Yeah, really.
Yes?
You really need to stop singing. Please. No singing. Stop singing.
Someone doesn't like my voice.
This is a flashback. Girl, my dick is so clean, my dick is so clean, you can boil it with some lima beans.
Oh,
girl,
yes.
My dick is so clean, my dick is so clean, you can serve it with some collard greens. Please, please, please tell me what's that from and how I can get that song.
Does anyone remember the name or the artist of that song? If so, email in.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roivus. If you run out of t-shirts, then what are you going to give away as the prize for the sexiest or hottest sex offender contest? Chiku.
My niece. My 2-year-old niece.
Hey, it's such a mummer spider. Hey, Tim. Sorry, I'm kind of fucked up right now.
Yeah,
I'm kind
like
of withdrawing off a fuckload of drugs. But anyways. I have two things. First off, in like a year and a half or so, it would be a great honor for you to like marry me and cycle it.
Absolutely.
So our 6 months is coming up, and
I would like to have full creative control of the wedding because there's some stuff I want you guys to. I want you to cut each other during the ceremony. Piss
Hello,
on her.
Tim. Just wanted to let you know that Sextastic Tuesday blows. It was kind of funny like a few years ago, but now it's really old. And it's the same shit all the time. And I know it's good, you know, kills a lot of time for you so you don't have as much work to do, but get a new joke. It's really shitty.
Get a new joke.
Yeah.
All right, someone who does not like Sextastic Tuesday. So there you go. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, he's, you know, God.
Motherfucking you, Jack. Distorted Jack in his dick.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet sideshow member, sign up right now because tomorrow's program will be exclusive. And I will see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. We'll be right back.
suck a dick.